And you're right, I think that, and that's how much is it, because, you know, in this house it doesn't have a basement, it's only like a crawl basement it has, and really one of the vents is down there too. But you know what, it's just a matter of, I don't have a brick house, only aluminum, you know what I'm saying, and it really keeps it cool all day. And the air really, in the summertime, I don't run the air that much because it's always cool from inside. Even, you know, because I, when I moved in, I put a lot of foam on, you know, right on that attic. A lot of foam I put. It cost me about $1,200 from Lowe's.
Yeah, well, that kind of money is money well spent, as far as I'm concerned. I don't have any problem spending money to insulate your house and keep it better. I meet these people who build new homes, and they, you know, like, really, you put R13 in the walls, really, that's your thing now.
Let me ask you, what are you going to do with that shed? You going to put a foam between the walls and put a drywall?
Well, if you're talking, I don't know about a shed, but if you're talking about the pole barn I'm building in the UP, no, that'll be spray foam. I'm going to do spray foam on it, so it'll be perfectly insulated.
That's what I was thinking. You needed that up there, way up in peninsula. Yeah, because it get cold. And really, sometimes it gets very nasty there. One time we were up there in the winter time, and it was in November, and it dropped down 35 below zero there.